Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Hey there, Grant Cardone, New York Times bestselling author.
Hey, everybody. This is Chris Harder, founder and host of the hit podcast For the Love of Money.
Hey, this is Bedros Koulian, founder of Fit Body Bootcamp and author of Man Up.
If you want to 10X your network like I have.
And if you want to get your money mindset right.
And if you want to sharpen the skills of networking.
You should be listening to Build Your Network podcast.
Build Your Network.
Build Your Network podcast.
With my good friend, Travis Chappell.
Travis Chappell.
Travis Chappell.
Welcome back to the show. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know. If you agree, then keep on listening for tips on how to cultivate meaningful connections the right way. If you disagree, then tune in anyway to let me prove you wrong with my journey. My name is Travis Chappell, and this is the Build Your Network podcast. Hey there, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of the Build Your Network podcast. This is the second of a series that is entitled Masterminds and Mentorship, and it is featuring Grant Cardone, Chris Harder, and Bedros Koulian. So as a lot of you know, Wednesdays, I like to release episodes that are more topic-focused, that are a compilation of a bunch of different guests that I've had on in the past talking about a certain topic. So right now, that topic just switched from top networking tips to masterminds and mentorship. I am a huge believer in masterminds and coaches and mentorship, all these different things. Lewis Howes said it best at a mastermind that I'm a part of, actually, when he said, the reason to invest in these things is because of the proximity to people that are getting things done. You invest in proximity, and mentorships and masterminds have played a huge role in the success that I've been able to see with the show and with the business and everything like that. And you'll hear from a ton of people who have done very well in their careers on what they feel about those things. So this is going to be a fantastic episode, jam-packed, full of value around this topic. Grant Cardone is a master of sales and persuasion and marketing. He runs a $1 billion real estate fund, New York Times bestselling author, best of the best, is running a 10X Growth Con, which is a conference in coming up in February of 2019 with 35,000 people at it. Some of the best people in the world speaking there. Chris Harder, good friend of mine who is always killing it with anything that he picks up, is a seven-figure network marketer, but also has another seven-figure business and brand that he's built off the tail end of that through his podcast, through his coaching, through his mentorship, his masterminds, has previous successes, very big successes in the mortgage industry, different things like that. We really enjoy hearing from him. And then Bedros Koulian has a company called Fit Body Bootcamp that's is on Inc's list of the fastest growing franchises in the world. And that is now a $100 million company. So these are all guys that have done a lot of different things in their career and have been ultra successful. And a lot of it they owe to the people that they've surrounded themselves with in their lifetime. But before we get into that, really quick, as most of you know, my network has absolutely exploded in the last year and a half or so. When people ask me how I've been able to do that, the number one answer that I always give is my podcast, which was kind of a happy accident. I did not expect that to happen. I knew that it would happen kind of, but I didn't think that it would be the primary driver of my network. And it really has been. The people that I've been able to get to know through the show have been just an extremely high level, a high caliber people that I've been able to really connect with. And now the people that I used to really look up to, admire, respect, that I still do look up to, admire, and respect are now people that are in my phone book that I can text and ask questions to if I come to a fork in the road, and have unofficial mentorships with a lot of them. So I highly recommend doing that. But if you're going to start a show, if you're going to start a podcast, make sure you do it the right way and do what I did. Hire a coach to help you through the process. Somebody that's been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, can help you avoid some mistakes and help you shorten that runway to be able to get some traction for the show. That is something that I do. Just head over to buildyournetwork.co/coaching to apply. buildyournetwork.co/coaching. And I would love to talk to you over there. I only accept a couple people at a time because I don't want anyone lost in the process. And it's really intense and involved. So I'll only be helping 10 people total before I shut the whole thing down. It's really time intensive, so I can't do it forever. So if that's something at all that resonates with you, be sure to apply over at buildyournetwork.co/coaching. So without any further ado, enjoy this episode entitled Masterminds and Mentorship Part 2 with Grant Cardone, Chris Harder, and Bedros Koulian. How much do you think estimated that you've spent on mentorship, coaching, books, basically anything investing
in yourself? I study, you know, so how many millions? Spent millions of dollars.
Yeah. Do you think that that's a direct result?
It's not just how much money I've spent, it's how much time I've spent. Like, even when I was 25 years old, I spent $3,000 when I was 25 years old. That would be about $9,000 today.
Okay.
I didn't have the money. I borrowed it. Borrowed it from my mother, paid her back 30 days later. Mm-hmm. And I watched those tapes. Oh, man, dude, there was tapes. It was a sales thing. Yeah, it was sale. And it was a beta tape. The tape was like that thick. And it played on a machine. And it pumped to the TV. Not just the $9,000. I probably watched that thing 10,000 times. It was 12 tapes. I knew every word. I knew pauses. I knew humor. I knew everything, inflections. I knew, like, it taught me how to get in a groove, and I didn't have a groove, right? So since then, I have spent millions of dollars to be in the right place.
Yeah.
Just this conference, I spent $4 million to be there. Mm-hmm. That's what I spent. Right. People were paying $15,000 to be there. Like, these tickets are expensive. My ticket's expensive. Okay. I'm the one that spent all the money here,
right.
But it was worth the $4 million to be with Damon John, to be with Andy Frasilla, to have guys on stage with me, Jordan Zimmerman, who does $4 billion a year, you know, Bobby Castro, who buys real estate, just invested $3 million in my real estate fund. I had him on stage. He's like, this feels good. This is the right thing. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know,
right.
You're a legit dude. You're not just talking about it. This is a real business. You know, just when you build a network, when you go from being one person to all of a sudden 25 people and 9,000 people around you, dude, you're legit.
Right, right.
You're not just riding around town saying, I'm on Instagram.
What was the first 9,000 you spent? Because I think it's the first money that you spend on personal development / self-improvement, whatever you want to call it. The first like big chunk of money you spend, it almost becomes addicting after that, to the point, because of what you're saying, because it works so well. There's a direct ROI with improving the quality of who you are. So for somebody out there listening that's going like, man, I've never done anything like that.
Yeah.
I've always been taught, myself in debt.
Yeah, but they have done something like that, okay? If you're doing self-improvement, your first investment will not be that self-improvement course. It was college and it failed you. Or it was high school and that failed you. So what happens with people is the reason they don't want to do the self-improvement thing is because education failed them. They're like, I don't want to spend money on your course. How bad was high school for you, dude? Oh, it's terrible, man. It was terrible. It's a waste of time. 12 years. I learned nothing. I got nothing out of it. And then I went to college. I did that for 2 years. I'm $40,000 in debt. Couldn't even get a job. The first self-improvement course you guys did failed you, and it took too long, and it cost too much, and it's called school, and it failed most people. Very few people attribute college, school to like where they are today.
Right, especially because the mindset just totally screws you over, that you, from that culture.
And then it takes so long.
Yeah.
Like, learning shouldn't take that long. Like, if I get a piece of data, I should be able to put it to use right away. I shouldn't have to wait until the class is over.
So that brings me to another question then. So is there too much? Because I mean, I met people recently who are literally never made a dime, like not implementing any of the stuff they learned. They're like $50,000 in debt from spending money on programs, courses, events, masterminds, everything, but they don't ever make any money. Like, when's enough enough?
I would keep doing it. I think it's going to stick. I think something's going to happen.
As long as you take action.
Maybe not. Maybe you're just going to finally change. It's like, look, I quit using drugs 9,000 days in a row.
Yeah.
9,000 times. Like, what is 365 times 9 years? So based on what you're saying, I should have quit trying to quit. But one day, it stuck.
Yeah.
I've read a bunch of bad books. Oh, there's the bad book list. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Mm-hmm. But even when I'm reading a bad book or going to a bad seminar or not using it, it's starting to stack data for me. Mm. I'm starting to make, okay, what's true for me?
Just like when you're looking at a real estate deal.
Dude, I look at real estate deals. No, no, no. Bang, there's a yes.
It's all data.
Dude, all I need is one deal.
Yeah.
I need one deal, but I need a bunch of bad books and a bunch of bad mentors and a bunch of bad advice to then say, there's the golden. I just need that golden piece. I quit using drugs 32,800 times. On the 801, I went to treatment.
Yeah.
Never used drugs again. So I would just tell people, if you're not using the data, no problem, man. Maybe you have the wrong information. Maybe it's too much information and not enough. Hey, pick up the phone right now at the course.
Right.
Like, we just finished doing a 3-day boot camp. Dude, we had people making money on the first half of the first day of the course.
Yeah.
So we're saying, here's some data, apply it at lunch. Let's talk about it at 1. Mm. So it could be the wrong course. It could be the wrong information. Like, there's a lot of bull out there.
Yeah.
The life coaching. Mm. Dude, you don't need a life coach. You need a business coach.
Do you think that there is an age where it's too early to spend that kind of money on stuff like that?
Never too early. I don't think it's too early. I don't think it's too late. I don't think there's ever too much.
Okay.
I think people quit. People quit getting data. They give up on the network marketing company. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, Amway didn't work. Nu Skin didn't work. Mm-hmm. ACN didn't work. Maybe the next one works. Okay. Right. I tried doing Instagram, can't get a following. Good, man, do another one. Frequency is the way to greatness.
Yeah.
Don't quit no matter what. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless it's bad for you, don't quit.
Unless it's bad for you.
You know, if there's a chance of a win, if there's a chance that your life can get better, if there's a chance that there is gold on the other side of the rainbow, dude, walk.
Chris, throughout your career, how important have mentorships and like group mastermind settings been for your success?
Oh, very. Don't get me started on this topic. I'll talk all day. So mentorship, all the way back to the car dealership days, I've had great mentors. When I first joined that car dealership, there was a guy named Ron Vigil, and just a nice guy. And for some reason, he took a liking to me. And at a time when all I was doing was partying in life, but he saw potential, he's the one that got me that promotion into the finance department and taught me leadership and taught me sales the best that he knew how. And then when I was with the International Bank, there were a couple of people that were mentors to me. One was my boss. And it's funny, at the time that he was my boss, he drove me crazy. But one of the things he taught me was that there's a positive side to everything. His name was Mark Spiker. And I say was because unfortunately he's gone now. But he taught me there's a positive side to everything, to the point where people would be like, oh my gosh, when is he going to come down to earth? He's too positive. Except guess what? That's seeped into my DNA. And I'm the happiest, most positive individual on the planet. And it pays dividends, right? When I can see the can-do side of things, when I can not let the bad stuff get me too low, then I'm the one that's out in front of the race because everyone else is still sitting back wallowing in their sorrow, right? Or spreading the gossip or talking about the bad thing that happened. And that was 10 minutes ago for me. And so mentors in that way have played a big role. You know, now some of the mentors in my life are guys like Lewis Howes, who is not only a great business person, but a great man, a great human being. Mm. And to have friends like that, it goes so far into continuing to hold me accountable to the kind of individual that I want to show up as day in and day out. So on the mentor side, countless examples. On the mastermind side, man, you get into a good mastermind and it is game over. I believe in them so much that I've actually launched one. This is funny. Nobody knows this. I've actually launched one secretly for 2018.
All right.
And
get some exclusive information here.
Right. Yeah. Literally. There was only one other guy that knows when he did an interview. And I don't even think the interview is out yet. And so the reason why I believe in mastermind so much is when you get it right, when you have a room that's not too big and not too small. And here's what I mean. It's big enough where And I feel like 20 people roughly is the perfect mastermind size, is big enough where there's enough diverse ideas and people to help you in there. Except it's not too big where you lose that sense of obligation and family and the chance to really get to know each other. Mm. When you get that sweet spot, and when somebody frames the mastermind as, guys, this is your family this year. Damn it, you're going to treat them like family. And when they need something, you're going to be there. If you have an idea, you're going to share it. If you have a talent, you're going to share it. If you have a connection and you feel comfortable, you're going to share it. And it is your responsibility for your family's success by the end of this year. When it is framed that way and everybody owns that role and they get to know each other on a deep level, you can 2X, 5X, 10X your business in ways that you never thought were possible. And so whether... I don't care what mastermind you find out there. Make it a goal to get into a mastermind for 2018. You won't believe what you've been missing.
Man, I agree with that on so many different levels. And you and I met, Chris, at Thrive, which is a conference put on by Cole Hatter. And I recently, just a couple of days ago, invested into his mastermind. I'm going to be a part of that for all of 2018. So I'm taking Chris's advice. If you're listening, you should be taking Chris's advice, which is a perfect opportunity for me to plug the mastermind that I'll be starting here at the end of 2017, beginning of 2018. And if you want to learn more about that, just go over to buildyournetwork.co/FB to join my Facebook group. And then from there, in the Facebook group is really where I dive into what the mastermind is going to be about. But, and it's going to be exactly what Chris said. It'll be close to 10, 20 people, depending on how many interested people we have coming in. And it'll be a great opportunity to get to know more people and to really start multiplying the business that you're doing currently. So, and I did not tell Chris that I was doing that. And he did not tell me that he has his own mastermind and stuff. So it's not a bit funny that we're both kind of on the same wavelength as when it comes to
I'm such believers in it. So I'll be very transparent. Last year, Lori and I joined a mastermind that cost $50,000 to be a part of.
Wow.
And the year before that, we joined one that was $74,000. Like, when I say I take these things serious, man, I take these things serious. Yeah. And I'll give you an example. Last year's mastermind, we made our money back in the first half of the first day of the year, directly from one idea that came in that mastermind. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's the power. That's the power of mastermind, of getting together with like-minded people who all have a good agenda. I just feel like if you find the right mastermind, you find the right fit for you, you're going to be rubbing shoulders with a bunch of people who just care about helping each other out. And there's no negative connotations. And it's just a good environment to get yourself in. And it helps you up level, not only your inner circle, but also your business. And so, man, this is so, so, so key and so important.
So how did you start tackling some of these? What was like the main practice that got you out of this?
There was there was no main practice for me. Thankfully, as a personal trainer, you know, when you have one-on-one personal training clients, they're paying $800 to $1,200 a month. It's usually affluent people who can afford this. Mm-hmm. And one of my personal training clients, his name is Jim Franco, a very crusty, curmudgeon-y older dude in his 60s while I was in my 20s. I'm like, Jim, how do you come in here? I see you park like an Escalade out there, and then I saw you roll up the next day with the Mercedes. And then you come in here Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 2 p.m. when everyone else is working. Like, what do you do for a living? He goes, I'm a millionaire. I'm like, I know a millionaire? It was like all of a sudden, like, you're an alien. Like, might as well have been from Mars, right?
Right.
He's like, yeah, you know, a millionaire. Probably a lot of your clients are millionaires or married to millionaires. I'm like, no way. He goes, yeah, how do you think we can afford you? Right? And as it turns out, most of my money was going to the gym anyway. I was just getting an hourly pay. The gym was making that kind of money. But so Jim Franco said, look, can I mentor you? And he, yeah, sure. He goes, I'm going to bring you cassette tape tomorrow and I want you to listen to it. It was the Tom Hopkins cassette tape. And it taught me real estate sales, except I was a personal trainer.
Yeah.
So my limited mindset the next day, I was like, hey, Jim, this talks about real estate sales. I don't need this tape. I'm a personal trainer. He goes, you dummy, just replace real estate with personal training. I'm like, oh, okay. Right. Tom Hopkins leads to Brian Tracy to Zig Ziglar, Zig Ziglar to Tony Robbins to Maxwell Maltz, Psycho-Cybernetics, amazing book. And before you know it, I'm learning, you know, from Dan Kennedy and Gary Halbert, and Jim Franco is completely reframing how I see money. Like one of his lessons to me was take a little bit of money from a lot of people. I go, like what? He goes, look, the gym charges $49 a month. Yet I buy 1 month of personal training from you, and you train me for the block of sessions, and then you put your sales hat on and you sell me another month of training and you're awkward with it. Hmm. What if you could just start billing me on a monthly basis? I'm like, oh, no, no, no. my industry, the personal training industry, we don't do monthly billing like a gym does.
He goes, another limiting belief. Yeah.
Another limiting belief, right? So I went from fixed mindset to growth mindset, thanks to having a mentor. Yeah. So the number one thing that people can do to change their perspective and reframe the negative into a positive, get a mentor who's already living the life you want and just be open-minded, growth-minded, and let the mentor start pouring into the empty vessel that you are.
Well, that's all for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You might hear my guests and I talk a lot about masterminds on the show. They are literally what I attribute most of the new quality relationships in my life to. So if this is something that you are interested in at all, which it should be, then hit me up and let's chat to see if you would be a good fit for my mastermind, Build Your Network Alpha. Just shoot an email over to travis@buildyournetwork.co and let's talk about it. Have a fantastic rest of your day and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.